Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friends Dr. Pierce Howard and Jane Howard, who are with the Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, and the two of them are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Jane, we're talking about how to make sure that when we speak to people, that we're doing it the right way, and that not only are we presenting ourselves with the knowledge of the kind of personality that we are, but also with the personality of the folks that we're talking to, right?
Absolutely. We have to start with ourselves, though, Jim. That's always the key, is to know the person that we are.
That's the hard part, isn't it?
That's right. That's where our book helps.
Because the more I look at me, the more it hurts a little bit sometimes.
There are things about ourselves we wish we were another way. The likelihood of our being able to change is not good, and primarily because of biology. We inherit most of our personality from our parents and grandparents.
And when you say change, you don't mean things like stopping bad habits. You're talking about changing the essential person that we are.
That's right. It's biologically determined.
The natural energy that drives us.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So how do we deal with that on a personal level?
Well, let's think about what goes into somebody who ideally is comfortable making a presentation, the person who doesn't give a second thought to it. There are actually people like that out there. First of all, one of the things that's important for that kind of person is that they don't tend to worry. They tend to be really calm in the face of any kind of situation. They're not self-conscious. They don't worry about what they say or how they say it or whether they use proper parts of speech or good grammar or how people are going to even receive it on their end. They're kind of oblivious to it.
Their heart doesn't start beating fast. Their palms don't sweat.
We used to call those people unconscious incompetence.
And it's
true. Is that a good way to say it?
It's true. When they're in a crisis, they handle it. They problem solve rapidly. Somebody throws them a difficult question.
Okay, so these are unconscious competence that maybe.
That's right. That's right. But there are a lot of people out there like that, and those are the people who, on that particular scale, the scale we're talking about, that is the way we handle stress.
Mm-hmm.
The people who handle stress very easily are more comfortable when they're called upon to make some kind of a presentation.
Now, the best thing that a person can do who is high on that scale, somebody who does tend to get more worried and anxious and their heart beats faster and their palms get sweaty and the stomach starts churning and they get the butterflies, the best thing that person can do in order to make a more effective presentation is to practice.
Uh-huh.
Go over it. If you're at home, go stand up at the piano and put your notes on top of the piano and make believe you have an audience and go through it. And what will happen is when you have to make your presentation, you will be familiar with the territory and won't be worried about what's coming next. And if somebody throws you a screwball question, it doesn't throw you off that much because you can get right back into your stride and you know what's coming next. And what can really throw a nervous person out of kilter when they're making a presentation is to not know what's coming next, and then they panic. So practice. Have it prepared. If you don't have it written out word for word, at least have notes and an outline and practice it. Run through it. Do a dry run.
Another thing.
Several times.
And that way, Jane, you're kind of prepared with, if something happens, like the lights go off or the telephone line goes out or whatever happens, you're kind of prepared for those things, aren't
you? You're prepared for it. Another thing you can do is to get some kind of aerobic exercise immediately before you have to make that presentation.
Really?
One of the things that we know is that because of the biological nature of this trait, that if you can get aerobic exercise, that can help you release any cortisol that's built up in your system, which is the stress hormone.
So you're saying that if I'm a little bit nervous about making a speech, I'm, you know...
Go take a hike.
Or maybe do a few side straddle hops or something
do
like that?
Do some side straddle hops, walk around the block.
Breathe
yeah.
deeply.
Hmm.
That'll
help. That's a
good
exercise. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. All right, the next scale we want to talk about is the scale that we call extroversion, and it has to do with how easily we handle sensory bombardment. People who are most comfortable giving presentations are people who tend to be friendlier, who tend to be warmer, who tend to be more assertive. They're comfortable speaking out, talking about what it is they're thinking about.
Like a talk show host?
Like a talk show host,
uh-huh.
for example. So those people, they don't have any concerns about speaking in front of groups. And so those are the ones for whom it comes naturally. Now, if you tend to be otherwise, again, what Pierce was suggesting earlier, the idea of planning what you're going to say, making the presentation. The other thing you can tell your audience is, folks, I'm going to make my presentation, and I'd like to hold questions until the end. That way, you've gotten through the stuff you're worried about, and the stuff that could throw you off or you're uncomfortable about speaking about, and then once at the end, then you don't have to worry about that anymore or worry about your timing. So that's when you can talk more effectively.
There's another trick.
Pierce, you know what the number one phobia in the world is, right?
More than death is public speaking.
It's not fear of snakes or fear of spiders. You know what it is, right?
Yeah, public speaking.
Fear of public speaking is the number one phobia in the world. And that's what Pierce and Jane Howard are here to do, is to help us get over that fear. And then we're going to talk some more about this with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. It's Intel. Stay with us. Cognitive Studies, and Jane, give us your website, please.
Jim, our website is www.syntax.com. Syntax spells C-E-N-T-A-C-S. Stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
C-E-N-T-A-C-S.com.
That's it.
All right, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
When you get there, you will find all kinds of information about the work that we do at the center. It includes a lot of the ways that we assist people by preparing them to use the five-factor model of personality in their work. And there's a great article on there called The Big Five Quick Start that can give you all kinds of background and information about yourself.
Folks, one of the most important things you could do this year with regard to the people that you're working who are working with you now, the customers that you have, and the people that you're going to hire this year and the customers you're going to acquire this year, is to understand how personality affects the way the marketplace works. And I don't know any place in the world that's a better place for you to get that information than Pierce and Jane's website. That's Syntax, C-E-N-T-A-C-S.com, and especially this book that I've been telling you about for a long time now, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. It is a watershed book that small business owners need to know about, and Pierce and Jane, I again thank you for making this information available. Folks, this is plain English explanation about how personality impacts us, and I believe that you'll be more successful the more you know how personality, what the part personality plays in the way we interact with each other, the more successful you will be. Jane, let's talk a minute about, and Pierce, let's talk a little bit about how we, when we speak to people, how the audience's personality affects how effective we are.
One of the most important things, you've prepared for your presentation, but you need to think about who are the people sitting out there and how am I going to best and most effectively relate to them. And what you need to understand is you're dealing with all kinds of people. They're not necessarily like you. And so you have to plan for that in making your presentation by understanding how do I position my comments, how do I handle questions, how do I lay out my information, how do I prepare them to understand what it is I'm talking about. One of the key scales that we have that relates to that is the scale that deals with how original we are. And chances are, if we're real creative, there may be some other people in the audience that are real creative, but there may also be some people who are not, who are more practical, who are more bottom-line, results-oriented, and we need to keep those people in mind as we make our comments so that we're making both creative comments and then we're making practical, everyday, useful things, comments that they can use themselves.
So, Pierce, if we're talking to engineers and accountants, we need to address them a certain way. If we're talking to PR people and artists and people who are creative, that sort of a little more creative, that sort of thing, we should focus a little bit differently.
Yes, and let me see if I can. I'm going to go to the top of the tower and then get back on the ground. I'm going to tell you real quickly the theory, and then I'm going to dumb it down. The theory is there are basically two ways that people process information. One's called narrative and one's called expository. The narrative is very concrete and full of detail and experience and emotions and that sort of thing. And that's the narrative technique. And the other one is expository, and that's more abstract and theoretical. Now think of your favorite and your worst preacher or rabbi or teacher or talk show host that you've ever experienced. And the likelihood is that the reason that they were bad is they used one at the expense of the other. It was all expository. It sounded like a darn dictionary, and they never told a story to make it come alive. Or they told all stories but never gave it any substance by talking about the meaning behind the stories. And it sounds like fluff. The best preachers and teachers and rabbis and talk show hosts or whomever, the best ones mix it up. And they have a balance. One of the best I've seen at this is Thomas Friedman, who's the international affairs writer for the New York Times.
Right.
And he, in his book, The Lexus and the Olive Tree, which is a fantastic book about globalization, it's the best example I have ever seen of telling stories balanced with the theory behind the stories.
Pierce, I'm afraid that's going to have to be the end of that story because we're coming up on the end of the visit. Pierce and Jane, thank you for being here. Jane, give us your website one more time.
www.centax.com, C-E-N-T-A-C-S.
Thank you, Pierce. Thank you, Jane, for both for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And don't forget, this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.